Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, May 14th, the year of our Lord, 2023, and this is the sixth Sunday of Easter. And it's also Mother's Day. A very happy Mother's Day to all of you. I pray God's blessings upon your celebrations and your remembrances today, and a very special happy Mother's Day greeting to my mom, Jane. I love you, and thank you for everything you've done for me in my life. So we're all together here on this sixth Sunday, this Mother's Day. We're here to worship, and we begin by celebrating life and what is good. We do that by taking in the breath of life, just breathing it in, thanking God for the gift of this moment and our life's breath. And I'd ask that you turn your face toward the heavens. Call to mind those things that are best. Maybe your mom and all the love that she has for you and you have for her. Maybe your children. But those things that fill you up inside, and give thanks to God for all of it. And in this posture and spirit, let us begin together in worship. Please join me in the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin. You can find the bulletin just below where you found today's podcast. There's a notes tab there. Tap on it, click on it, and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. And Jesus said, "Come." To all mothers and all children, he said, "Come." To the motherless and the childless, he said, "Come." To all who long to be mothered, he said, "Come. Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Our gospel reading today comes from the 14th chapter of John, verses 15 through 21. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God for it.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word alive and among us. And we pray that you would join us here. Open the eyes of our hearts. Help us to hang on every word that it is you have for us today. That we would be in you and you would be in us. And you would be glorified in all things. Save us from distraction and misinterpretation, we pray. Come to us now. We pray this in your holy name and say, Amen. John 14, 15 through 21. Last week we read the first 14 verses, but Jesus kept talking. Even though the lectionary cut him off, Jesus kept speaking. And last week, just to remind you, I'll give you the last couple verses of last week. Jesus says, he's replying to Philip and Thomas and the others, "Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. In fact, will do greater works than these because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." And he went on to say, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." I think it's helpful, at least it is for me, I hope it is for you, to listen to this in two ways, to put yourself in two settings. To put yourself first in the setting of the original hearing, sitting with the others, hearing Jesus speak. And they don't quite know it yet, but this long talk he's given is all about his departure, about death, resurrection, ascension, and promised return. But all they have to go on is the Jesus that's right there in front of them, their friend. He knows that they're about to be traumatized. He knows that they're about to experience something that will be heartbreaking, horrifying, traumatic, and put them in a place of complete disorientation. He's trying to prepare them for it. Plant seeds. You'll see these signs, but that's not the end of the story. And then, just like us, we're reading this after the events of the resurrection. So there were the lessons of the first hearing, and then there are the lessons of the remembering of the first hearing, and how these things come to pass, and they begin to make sense. And then the story continues because there's this middle place, these 40 days between resurrection and ascension, and 50 days between resurrection and Pentecost, which all these things come to pass. So it's giving it a hearing, and then giving it a remembering and a rehearsal and a conversation, and then giving it another remembering and rehearsal and conversation. Do you remember when he said this? How do you think he meant it? And when he first said it, I thought it was going to go this way, but then they killed him. And then I was desperately grieving, and I thought he was lost to us forever. But then he came back to us. And he was with us just a little bit. And then we all saw it. He ascended into heaven. And do you remember what he taught us that night before he died? That's the work, friends. It was their spiritual work, and it's ours too. To give his teachings a hearing, a prayerful, intentional listen, and to be vulnerable to them. Allow them to change our lives. And with that in mind, then we'll just read through a little bit of today's passages. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. If they're getting another advocate, who was the first advocate? The first helper? Well, Jesus. Jesus is the original advocate. But he's going away. He has to go away. But he promises, I won't leave you alone. As a matter of fact, because of how life is, it will be better for you for me to go. Because then I will be abiding with the Father. But I will give you this help. And it's the Spirit of truth. This Spirit that is unshakably true. The things that are unshakable, indestructible. They can't be stolen or taken. They're just eternally true, present. This is the Spirit of truth, this new advocate, this new help. In the physical absence of Jesus, there is this real presence of Jesus, this same advocating, loving Spirit that indwells in us. This is verse 17. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you. That is that living inside of you and with you. And he'll be in you. Sometimes we talk about this God that is above us, right? Our Father who art in heaven. Then this God that walks beside us. The friend that we have in Jesus, the body of Christ, our church that we abide in. And then this internal, intrinsic peace that overcomes us once in a while, God in us. And you and I can talk that way, but there are many, for a variety of reasons, they might have been hurt in certain ways. They might have been damaged by a brutally legalistic expression of church. And so they can neither see him nor know him. Or they see him and know him and feel somehow they need to protect themselves from him, or that they're not worthy of him. But to his dear friends and disciples, the ones he was a direct, present, physically present advocate of, he promises them this new thing is going to happen because you're the keepers of the flame. You know him because he abides in you and he will be in you. And here's this, I pray that we can all take some comfort from this. In verse 18, he says, I will not leave you orphaned. I won't leave you parentless. I won't leave you without someone to guide and to teach and to nourish and to encourage you, to give you correction when needed, affirmation when it's appropriate. I won't leave you without a sense of a loving sense of home, of heart. I'm coming to you. This line, I think, perhaps fits well on Mother's Day, because Mother's Day can be so filled with a variety of emotions, for the best of the most joy-filled kind of observation, remembrance, celebration of Mother's Day. For those of us, and I will number myself among them, that had wonderful mothers. I have a wonderful mother. And so it's purely celebration. And for others, it can be a bittersweet. Maybe it's the mom that she did her darndest. She did the best she could, but there's a lot of baggage that maybe comes from our experience with our moms growing up. Or for those who always wanted to have children but physically couldn't have them. This is about a sense that in the midst of all that, all those experiences, there is a truth and a way, a light and a life that comes from this help that God gives that says, I see you, son, daughter. And there is a mother love, a divine parental love that is yours now, forever, unshakable, always yours. And if you haven't experienced it, if you haven't felt like it's yours or you're worthy of it, it's simply to ask. And for those of us who might be further along the path and more steeped in it, it's to offer it, to abide in it in such a way that it comes out of our words and our actions of charity and compassion. It's letting the advocate do its work through us. And as he continues to go on and explain to them, that they'll understand it in different ways, right, as the story plays out. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. This speaks to resurrection and ascension. An ascension, not a disappearance into nothing, but into loving, abiding relationship with the Father, but always connected with us. And because we have this unshakable, unbreakable, loving bond with Jesus that then shares with us this love between the Father and the Son, we're in unity. And because we are in unity, we're filled with this holy help, a strength and a peace that if you're trying to put it on a graph or a chart or a balance sheet, you're not going to find it there. It's a way of being in the world. That's his promise to them. On the brink of what will be so very difficult for them, it will be the strength for them to carry on and share this good news with the next generation. And then the generation that they inspired shared it with another generation. I say this often, but it's so important for us to understand now we're that generation. We're the generation that needs to hear this encouragement so that the world can know the truth, that God is with us and for us and ahead of us and loves us, and that the stuff that we endure right now is passing. But the Word of God endures forever. Though they who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them, and they will reveal myself to them. Parenthood, in the expression of motherhood, is divine. The presence of God, when we can love one another, when we can begin by loving ourselves, accepting the forgiveness of God, sharing that grace with others, this is good news. This is profoundly good news. With all this in mind, I would love if you do yourself the favor, read the entirety of John's Gospel if you choose. But these chapters, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, take them in. Particularly focus on what he says about this advocate, this helper, this Holy Spirit. And then in a few weeks, when we celebrate the day of Pentecost, this bold expression of the Holy Spirit, we'll come to see that Easter isn't some isolated holiday that we celebrate once a year. Easter is the beginning of something mysterious and marvelous, this reminder that we are never, ever alone, that God is always with us. And that is profoundly beautiful, good news, to which I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this day, for the gifts of life and motherly love and hope and peace and grace and joy. We thank you for your advocate, your Holy Spirit. And in this moment, O God, we invite your Spirit into our lives to heal us, to calm our fear, to bless us with peace, so that you would be glorified, God. Where does our help come from? It comes from you, God. Where does our peace come from? It comes from you, O God. Where does our strength come from? It comes from you. Where does our courage come from? It comes from you, God. And we give you thanks for it. And we pray. We pray for that peace. We pray for the courage to share it with the world. And we ask, O God, pour it out in all of the corridors of influence and power. Reveal yourself, O God. Show yourself to those who make big decisions. Show yourself to those who feel desperately alone and unloved. Show yourself to us in the everyday, the seemingly ordinary. God, bless us and keep us. We pray, O God, that you would make your face to shine upon us, that you would abide with us. And God, we take a moment on this day to share the depths of our hearts with you, the joys and the concerns. Come, Holy Spirit, come. As we share our private devotions with you. We break our silence. God, we thank you for the gifts of peace and quiet. We thank you for this faith of ours, for our traditions, our songs, our rites, our sacraments. We thank you for this prayer. This prayer that goes by your name. Hear us, O God, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, as we prepare to go our separate ways, go, I pray, with a renewed assurance that God is with you, that the Spirit of the living God, the advocate that Jesus speaks of, is yours. Your advocate, your friend, your helper. Talk to him, pray with him, invite him into every part of your life. Make him a part of your Mother's Day observation, celebration, remembrance today. Remember God, our God, that we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen. Thank you.